Developed by Mercury Steam and published by Nintendo, Metroid Dread is the first original 2D Metroid game released in 19 years. The game was released on October 8th, 2021 for the Nintendo Switch. While you don't need to have played the previous games in the series to understand the story of Dread, it would help to watch a recap video if you're a newcomer to the franchise. As the fifth entry in the series, Dread picks up after the events of Metroid Fusion, when the Galactic Federation gets a mysterious video showing a living Parasite X, a parasite that mimics any creature it infects, on planet ZDR. The Federation dispatches seven extraplanetary multiform mobile identifiers, or EMIs for short, to investigate the planet but lose contact with them soon after. They then turn to famous bounty hunter Samus Aran to get the situation under control. Samus arrives on ZDR and finds that the EMI have been reprogrammed and begin to hunt her. She also encounters a mysterious Chozo warrior who defeats her in combat and strips her power suit of most of her abilities. Alone on the hostile planet except for her ship's AI Atom, Samus must explore ZDR and reclaim her abilities to wipe out the threat of Parasite X once and for all. While not completely a silent protagonist, most of Samus's character is displayed through her actions rather than her words. Subtle cues such as getting into attack position with her beam charging, or a close-up of her helmet where you can see her eyes in a cutscene, go a long way in showing what Samus is going through in the moment. Exposition is delivered by Adam as he gives you updates on your mission and your next objective. While the story does provide revelations, most of this occurs in the last third of the game. If Mercury Steam had spread this out, the pacing of Dread would feel a little bit more consistent. You'll explore varied environments across ZDR, such as a bio-research facility, caverns, Chozo ruins, and a jungle. Each area feels different and contains different enemies. The dark atmosphere and the abandoned areas really give a sense of foreboding and unease, not surprising with a game subtitled Dread. One aspect where the game fails to live up to its title is in its music. While the score in Dread is passable, it doesn't live up to the epic orchestral score of the previous games. It could be development during the pandemic made this aspect difficult, or simply a budget issue. Either way, the score isn't memorable aside from the parts reused from previous games, such as Samus's theme. Metroid Dread brings back the classic 2D Metroid formula with some modern improvements. It retains the side-scrolling platforming along with the free aim and melee combat of 2017's Samus Returns. While you do have the classic save rooms, Dread also includes checkpoints, helpful for the many times you'll die in boss battles. The map also allows you to set waypoints that show up on your mini-map, helpful when backtracking for secrets and upgrades. A new addition in Dread is stealth sections. Each area has a zone that an EMI stalks. Their armor makes them immune to Samus's attacks, and so she must sneak past them. If Samus is spotted, the zone goes into lockdown, and the EMI relentlessly pursues her. If caught, you have a chance to counter its attack, but your timing has to be absolutely perfect, essentially a desperate final act to get away. There is a way to kill the EMIs, however it involves Samus getting a temporary upgrade. While I enjoyed these sections, the later EMI encounters felt a little irritating. While Mercury Steam did their best to make each EMI unique in some small way, the act of defeating them is essentially the same. One or two fewer EMI encounters would have been a sweet spot. Classic upgrades return, such as the space jump, missiles, morph ball, and bomb, among new ones such as invisibility and grapple hook. With 18 abilities to unlock in the roughly 8 to 10 hour campaign, you earn upgrades frequently. Although with so many different abilities, the control scheme can get a little cumbersome. Much of the abilities require button combinations that can be tricky, especially in the middle of a boss battle. There were moments where I failed a battle because I shot a missile instead of the grapple hook, or morph-balled instead of activating the speed boost during a platforming puzzle. While not a huge deal, I do wish Mercury Steam allowed for players to customize controls as they see fit. Speaking of boss battles, Dread has no shortage of them. Like a typical Metroid game, bosses require you to learn their pattern and figure out the weak spots. Most of the battles are large-scale creatures that require you to dodge attacks coming from different angles, although occasionally Dread will throw more mobile bosses at you with similar abilities to Samus. This variation did help keep boss encounters fresh, especially in the last half of the game. A lot of the bosses have multiple phases with unique attacks. This might require you to go outside of your comfort zone and change up your strategy. While this can be irritating at times, you do have a sense of accomplishment when you finally beat a difficult boss. Part of the frustration comes from a lack of visual cues that you are damaging the boss. A health bar might have helped the player plan out their fight a little better. There were times where I was on the verge of rage quitting a boss battle, but when I learned the techniques, I found them quite enjoyable. In fact, after 10 to 15 attempts at beating the final boss, when I finally did it, I reloaded the save to play the fight again. If you are having trouble with a particular boss, I recommend backtracking to get additional missile and health upgrades. I did have to do this on one occasion. Metroid Dread is a difficult game, not just in the boss encounters, but also in the platforming. It doesn't hold your hand, and at times it's not obvious where you're supposed to go. It's not necessarily a bad thing, as it allows for exploration and drives home the fact that you are on a hostile and unfamiliar planet. Some may find it frustrating when a game doesn't signpost where you're meant to go next, but the level design in Dread makes it relatively easy to figure out. Did you just unlock a new ability? You're probably going to have to use it to get to a new area. If you do find yourself lost, I recommend blindly shooting blocks with missiles, as this might reveal a hidden path. There is also no option to change the difficulty in Dread, at least not until you beat the game, at which point you unlock a harder mode. The challenge may be a turnoff for some players, but it is a part of the genre. Overall, Metroid Dread is a great addition to the franchise. It stays true to the series while adding some quality of life improvements. It's challenging, but also rewarding when you finally overcome a difficult boss battle. It reminds you why the Metroid series sparked the birth of the Metroidvania genre. While it's not perfect, the minor flaws don't ruin the experience. It's a great introduction of Samus to new fans, and a reminder to the old why she's one of Nintendo's best characters. Dread makes you feel powerful, and power suits Samus well. I give Metroid Dread a 9.0 out of 10. For more discussion and information on Metroid Dread and other games, tune in to the Untitled Gaming Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever podcasts are found.